Besseret News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The man accused of storming the White House Correspondents Association dinner has been charged with the attempted assassination of President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a court appearance in Washington, D.C., Cole Thomas Allen was charged with attempting to assassinate President Trump at a downtown hotel during Saturday night's dinner. He also was charged with transport of a firearm and ammunition in interstate commerce and with discharging a firearm during a crime of violence. The 31-year-old Allen, who appeared in court wearing a blue jail uniform, did not enter a plea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wars with Iran and its proxies haven't gone according to plan for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and that could mean trouble for Israel's longest-serving prime minister in elections scheduled for later this year.
At the start of the U.S.-Israeli campaign against Iran in late February, Netanyahu said the goal was to degrade the Islamic Republic's military, eradicate its nuclear and ballistic missile programs, and create the conditions for its overthrow. While Iran's military has been badly damaged, it is still a threat to neighbors and ships in the Strait of Hormuz, and Netanyahu's other goals remain unfulfilled when a ceasefire was announced earlier this month. Netanyahu's government is in the final months of its four-year term and is required to hold elections by the end of October. Two opposition politicians, Naftali Bennett and Yair Lapid, announced Sunday that they would join forces in the next election. Bernie Bennett reporting.
King Charles III and Queen Camilla have made it to the White House on his first official visit to the United States since he became king in 2022. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 82 points, the NASDAQ rose 50, the S&P advanced 8, oil trading near $97 a barrel. This is SRN News. A warning from a leading Christian researcher.
George Barna has been measuring America's spiritual condition for decades, and he believes the country is in trouble. Barna, who heads the Cultural Research Center, says, quote, a quarter century ago, 12% of the adult population held a biblical worldview. Since then, we've seen a steady reduction in that incidence. We reached a low point, 4%, in 2023. But Barna says the decline can be reversed if churches start focusing on discipleship. Michael Harrington reporting.
New Jersey's Nassau Presbyterian Church will host the five-lecture Samuel Adams Hare series to mark the 250th anniversary of the nation's birth. Organizers say the event will also highlight the unique role Presbyterians played in moving New Jersey from indifference to independence. During the American Revolution, King George called the drive for independence the Presbyterian Rebellion. This is SRN News. A market rally slows down.
A record-breaking rally slowed down on Wall Street after uncertainty rose about what'll happen next in the war with Iran. The S&P 500 inched up 0.1% Monday. The Dow slipped 62 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2%. Crude oil prices climbed more than 2.5%. The war with Iran is choking off the supply of crude from the Persian Gulf into world energy markets. Several big companies report their latest results this week, including Amazon, Alphabet, and Microsoft. The Federal Reserve and other big central banks are also set to make announcements on interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
Microsoft said Monday it will no longer pay a share of its revenue to ChatGPT maker OpenAI, the latest move to untether a close partnership. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.